All Football on Absolute Radio.
Hello. I don't know if you heard that, but you're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast, and Dyson has just popped out to blow his nose.
Did you hear that? Was that audible?
I had a trombone element to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite a loud nose blower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Same, God, same.
I don't feel a catharsis of it unless I've made a noise. Same with sneezing.
And can anything I... else?
Oh, I'm very noisy.
You're a one man band.
Guy.
Let's not guess what each of those represents. Some of them for the privacy of his own home. But welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with a deeply lurgified Matt Dyson.
Yeah, apologies in advance for that. And apologies if I made anyone in the studio ill.
No, I'm sure you haven't. I'm sure you
hopefully
haven't.
Hopefully not.
Great show today, full of wonderful wedding stories.
Oh, some amazing stories. You're going to love these.
Biggest story of the week, obviously, the Beckhams.
Yes, we reflect quite a bit on what happened with what was alleged to have happened, what Brooklyn said about his mother dancing on him.
But based on what we're hearing today, the Beckhams' wedding was quite normal.
Yes, their wedding.
If these people were on Instagram, the people that texted us today.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah, then he'd have something to complain on Instagram about if that sort of stuff
happened.
Can you
imagine?
Yeah. Then he's got reason to be upset.
You're going
to
find out exactly what we're talking about. Enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Still 3-1 to West Ham at home to Sunderland. 15 minutes of normal time left.
Not good, is it? A morale-boosting win for West Ham under Nuno at this stage of the season. This is all we need.
When we beat them the other week, I thought, that's it. Yeah. We're up there, Dan.
Because we were quite lucky as well with some of those decisions on that day. But yeah, unfortunately, things are not looking good, are they?
It's a difficult week to be a Forest fan.
It is.
But we are loyal.
Yes.
To the end and beyond. We just need Sunderland to score two or three goals.
Yeah, in the last 10 minutes, and we're all right.
And we're all good. It's a huge day of football action, yes. And here to preview it all is Matt Dyson.
Yeah, Premier League action that is red hot, hotter and spicier than a mother and son dance at a Beckham family wedding. We're winding and grinding through the scores this afternoon, and unlike Victoria, we would have helped raise money for those poor displaced dogs in LA. With the Posh Spice solo track, Not Such an Innocent Girl at number one on iTunes, we're bringing the sensual moves, the provocative dancing from back when she used to wear a do-rag like rappers in the 90s and early noughties did. I'm pretty sure David wore a do-rag at one point. It was a different time back then. Even Absolute Radio's very own Richie Firth had his hair in cornrows. True story. I can see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, and Man City really need to grind out a result this afternoon after a few bumps in the road recently. Erling Haaland hasn't scored an open play in any of their last eight games. The robot is malfunctioning and it's affecting their form. They lost at Bodo Glimt in the Champions League in midweek in his native Norway. And poor Pep has been moaning about all the injuries having to deal with. Poor Pep. Even though that's easily remedied by just nipping out in the January sales, buying the two best players in the Premier League this season in the shape of Antoine Semenyo and Mark Gaye, the England centre-back making his debut against relegation-threatened Wolves at 3 o'clock. How can they still go about splashing the cash willy-bolly and nilly-bolly with no financial fair play issues? What's happened to the 115 charges,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah,
it's frankly frustrating.
Yeah.
And speaking of a frustrated Frank, Thomas takes his Tottenham side to Burnley at 3 as well. Not an easy place to go for a team low on confidence, Turf Moor. Not when the franking machine is on the fritz and Thomas is tanking, like Thomas the Tank Engine going off the rails. No more fun time Frankie, just tanky Frankie. And in the other game of three, it's mid-table madness at John Craven's Cottage, with Fulham taking on Brighton, the two sides right next to each other in 11th and 12th place. Drew 1-1 early in the season, so another close one could be on the cards. We'll have all the goals from the Championship and the Scottish Premiership as well. So you'll go out of your mind on football. That's another Victoria Beckham solo single from the year 2000 with Dane Bowers and True Steppers back in the rap pop do-rag days of Brand Beckham. Yeah, boy, no sleep till Brooklyn's wife leaves the family.
Dyson, satire! Absolute satire!
Oh, dear.
Get him on the news quiz! Massive goal in the Championship,
yes,
Dyson.
Yes, and Millwall have scored it. They're 2-0 up against local rivals Charlton Athletic. It's pretty much done and dusted at the Den. The new Den, is it still the new Den or just the Den now? I think it's the same as the old Den. This is the new Den, same as the old Den. And Middlesbrough still 4-0 up against Preston. Preston down to 10 men. They had a player sent off 50 minutes in. So Middlesbrough flying, going a bit further clear in that second place spot in the Championship. What a season they're having.
They are West Ham 3, Sunderland 1. We're into the 83rd minute. Oh. It would be an earthquake of a result, and it looks like it's going to happen. Now, you were talking about do-rags.
Yes, yeah.
So for people who don't know what they are, how would you describe it?
They're like a sort of tight-fitting material that you wear around your hair. I always thought it was dune rags with an N, but it's a do-rag.
Do-rag.
Just no N.
It's like nylon.
Yeah.
Like rappers wear them.
Rappers wear them a lot. And both Posh and Bex wore them in the early noughties, late 90s. We found one picture where Bex wore them to meet the King, or Prince Charles, as he was then.
What is your weird name?
Do-rag.
A do-rag.
I mean, that's what put back his knighthood, I reckon.
He's got a do-rag.
Such a weird look, though, isn't it, for a white person to wear a do-rag? I think it's weird cultural appropriation, isn't it?
I mean, I feel I'm sort of wary wearing a tam o' shanter. Well, it's been another dramatic week in football, and it's time now for us to bring you the hottest clips from the football week. It's Clipbait. Massive 0-0 draw for Forest last weekend against Arsenal, yeah. And in the aftermath, Sean Dyche talking total football sense.
You've seen them given, though.
Yeah,
I've seen them given.
What given?
What, the handball there?
Yeah, you might as well cancel about football. You might as well cancel football if you can
come
do
on,
that.
Come on.
No, I'm being serious. In your day, would you have accepted that?
Well, no, but that's not.
No, I don't think
we're
so.
Now playing right. In this era, and we have to, you know.
No, the rules have to be careful.
I don't think it was a natural movement towards the ball, but I'd be happy if, in your situation.
That's what they should start looking at people feigning injury. That's the next one. Well, that's a new diving. We'll worry about the handballs.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree with
shutting
you.
Down Keown. The basics.
Cancel football. Unai Emery and Yuri Tielemans had a fallout on the touchline on Thursday night. And I think the upshot of this is
bizarre.
Some sort of adoption situation.
Yeah. Lastly, a moment when Yuri Tielemans was substituted off. What were you trying to tell him? What was that conversation?
You're my son. You're my son.
And he was saying, you're not. I know my dad. What are you on about? You're freaking me out.
What a time to reveal the results of a paternity test in a post-match interview. He's my son, by the way.
We did the oral swab, we sent it off, and he's my son.
He's my son.
Liam Rossinia, the new Chelsea manager, has been getting a bit of stick. We played some of his clips last week. He had a right to reply this week.
Yeah, like we got Lego to come. I don't know where that came from. I'll be doing a lot of clapping as well. I got sent a really, really good article that I enjoyed. I'm a coach. I want to help the players. And we'll continue working really hard.
Laughing at himself a bit.
Yeah, it's good to see, isn't it? He's got a sense of humour. It's great.
Wayne Rooney. Oh, this is great. After Arsenal's win against Inter Milan in the week, Theo Walcott asks Wayne Rooney how his Man United side would get on against them.
It's kind of flipped, isn't it? Would your 08 team compete? Well, you would compete against this team, but how does it compare to your 2018, which was probably the best team I've ever played against? This squad compared to that one?
Yeah, we batter them.
No messing about. We batter them. He's probably right
we
as well.
Them. I like it. Rooney's warming up a bit now. He's getting funnier. It's good to see.
And this is the most infamous clip of the week. Gianni Infantino.
For the first time in history, also, no Brit was arrested during a World Cup. Imagine, this is something really, really special.
What a dig.
Also,
unnecessary.
I mean, surely, not that fans from other countries within the UK or from Britain don't get arrested.
Yeah.
But he's really talking about England fans.
Yeah, he is.
There must be Scottish and Welsh people listening to that thing. You don't lump us in.
There are hooligans all over Europe. It's not just a British problem, is it?
Exactly.
But it is amazing that no one got arrested. Fair play.
But it's because it was in Qatar.
Yeah. Today I am a hooligan.
No one's arrested. You know, it took place under an oppressive regime. regime.
Yeah.
But let's forget that context
for
now.
They weren't allowed out.
Yeah, you're like, what? Why are you picking on us, man?
I know, it was very unnecessary. Everyone's picking on us. Leave us alone.
Leave us alone, what's wrong with us? Dyson needs to be left alone today in every regard, by the way, because he's got the lurgy. He's at the far end of the studio.
You might be able to hear it. We've been separated out, haven't we? Yeah, it's like social distancing.
Teacher days. Split us up.
Yeah, it's quite sensible, really. I've just got like a sniffle cold. Mm.
Great.
Ted, my 7-year-old son, brought it home from school, and it's. But I didn't feel that bad, and then on the train up, it seemed to start feeling worse. But yeah, I don't want to give it to you. So
no, I appreciate that. Yeah. No, having had cancer, you worry about your immune system. You know, it's just so good to be left in a hermetically sealed studio with someone who's. Facial goo is dripping all down his face.
Now you're making
spraying his droplets all over the place.
I made a homemade face mask out of some kitchen roll.
It's just like a paper.
I just keep talking behind this.
You look like Mumra. It's not going to do anything.
I feel like Mumra, I'll tell you that much.
Oh man. Well, let's see if I catch the lurgy.
No,
my tour starts this week. 51-day tour. Been keeping myself. Managed to stay well during Christmas.
It's fine. I'm past the stage where you can catch it. Pretty sure.
What? In one train? You said you felt fine when you left the house. You're at your highly contagious peak.
No.
You're a peak who needs to be squashed.
The damage was done earlier in the week. It's fine. Don't worry.
What damage? What are you talking about?
I'm not a super spreader. Ted's gave me the germs earlier in the week. It's fine. I'm past that. I'm past the stage.
You sure?
You'll be okay. The tour will happen. You mock my words.
Yeah. Someone's mum must have danced on them.
I don't even just for a laugh.
Maybe Brooklyn
true.
Beckham is the only one.
Yeah, but I think evidentially he is, because no one's getting in touch.
I mean, my mum never danced on me.
No, mine never danced on me. But maybe if there's a mother out there who has danced on a son, they could get in touch.
That's
the
key.
Let's try and come at it from a different angle.
8 or 15, let's come at it. Yeah.
Because it is a weird thing to do. So it's probably quite
so.
Rare. You'd remember it if it happened.
But also, maybe there's another side to this that we need to hear.
Mm.
Maybe it was a fad at the time that we've forgotten, like the mannequin challenge or the ice bucket.
Yeah. Like Gangnam Style or something, that sort of dancing.
Exactly.
On your son.
On your son.
Yeah.
You know, did she trample him?
It sounds like he sat down. I mean,
he
I
was
know.
On the
I
floor don't... and she, like, what, river danced on him, tap danced on his chest cavity.
Flatley style.
Yeah.
Well, he was about to do the first dance and then she popped up and danced on him. That's all we know.
I tell you what, when the Beckhams do weddings, they're always memorable.
Yeah.
They're like, how do we top the thrones and the purple?
Oh, yeah, with the doom rags and everything. Yeah.
Doom rags?
Yeah.
You're going to have to dance on him, darling. It's the only way. I think Brooklyn will like it.
Yeah, we need the headlines. Brand Beckham needs the headlines.
Anthea Turner's eating all the flakes, so you're going to have to dance on Brooklyn, I think. Tap dance on his chest cavity. It's a terrible Beckham impression.
No, it's good because you've got the mouth right. You're doing the...
And the eyebrow outside.
Yeah. It used to be all the rage, that, didn't it? The Beckham impression back in the early noughties.
Alistair McGowan.
Yeah,
was all
he was the
it,
king
wasn't
of it, wasn't he? But yours is good. I think it was great.
Thank you very much. It does not feature in my live show.
Feature in your live show.
Maybe I should put it in.
You need to add it.
Got a few days to add it.
You are going to be busy over the next few months. So just look at your tour dates. Starts in Birmingham on the 28th of this month.
Yeah.
Then you're heading all over the shop. Brighton, Canterbury, going down south, going to the Isle of Wight in March. Everywhere, all the way up to June.
Yeah,
you're
Nottingham Theatre Royal.
That's huge.
London, a few nights at the Bloomsbury in London.
What a homecoming gig. The end of May at the Theatre Royal. Iconic venue.
I'm so excited.
I saw Phil Cool play there.
I remember the posters.
He was amazing. Rubber-faced Phil Cool.
Man.
You're going to have your face on a poster outside the Theatre Royal in Nottingham. You did the Playhouse last year.
That was great.
I thought that was big. This is as big as it gets. This makes you the unofficial king of Nottingham.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Yes, it does.
But I'm looking forward to it. Matt Ford. .com if you want to get your tickets. The tour starts this Wednesday in Birmingham, as Dyson says, goes all over.
Yeah. London, Bloomsbury in April as well. It's all over. And it's a great show. Me and producer Will saw it in Edinburgh, so it's well worth
buying tickets.
Get down there.
I think there's a few more dates to be added.
Yes,
a couple
really?
Are sold out already.
Gosh, you're going to be knackered, mate. It's good to be going to the gym. You need to get
ready
for this.
I'll tell you about that in a sec, because I had a bit of a shock yesterday. I'll tell you more.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. The Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
With Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio. The 3 o'clocks are underway.
Yes.
Goals flying in already, Dyson.
Already 6 minutes in. Poor Pep. Haaland having a dry spell is starting on the bench today, but they've still scored already against Wolves after 6 minutes. Marmoush has replaced Haaland in the starting 11, and he's scored already, so it's 1-0. Man City against Wolves. Normal services resumed. Burnley, Spurs and Fulham, Brighton still 0-0.
Of course, loads of games tomorrow as well. Forest play tomorrow. Brentford away.
Yes.
You don't sound too confident.
I don't think it's an easy place to go, is it? Really?
Nowhere is when you're fourth from bottom.
No. Yeah, I'm worried, incredibly worried, after the midweek game. It wasn't good, was it?
Well, I'll tell you where it wasn't an easy place to go.
Yeah.
I went to the gym yesterday.
Oh, yes.
For the first time in literally years.
Yeah,
how years?
How? Because you were always more of an at-home fitness person, weren't you, on the exercise bike?
Yeah, during that started during lockdown.
Times. Yeah. But you're not a fan of the gym.
Well, I was always the exercise I did was either running, rowing, or the exercise bike, as in the rowing machine. I've never rowed on water properly, so I'd just do an hour of cardio and wear myself out.
Yeah,
but obviously since I had spinal surgery, I just thought I'll never be able to get back to that. I'll always just have to walk for exercise.
Yeah.
I do my Reformer Pilates every Saturday.
Of course,
that
you
helps
do,
with
yes.
strengthening.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's helped my walking. But so I had a session yesterday with the physios. I'm still getting care from the hospital, the Royal National Orthopaedic up in Stanmore. And this is all on the NHS. And they said, I didn't realise exactly what it was going to involve. Yesterday I went on the treadmill. I can't run, but I can like fast walk.
Wow.
I used the rowing machine.
And you can sit down, it doesn't hurt on there.
I can sit down for like long enough on a cushion. I couldn't do it, I probably couldn't do an hour, but I could do probably 20 minutes.
Wow.
Which I just didn't think I'd be able to do. I'm like, oh, I can actually do cardio. I was using the chest press.
Oh, yes.
The thingy, the push ones with the weights. I was like...
Like a proper gym guy.
Oh, my God, I can now get fit.
Yeah,
I just thought I wouldn't be able to.
Well, you got to build up the muscle again, haven't you, I suppose?
Do you know what? I never worked on muscle. I always thought, and apologies to anyone with muscle, I always thought it was for vain people.
Yes.
But now I've realised...
It's for strength.
You do need for bone density. And it's good to be healthy.
But you do, when you go to the gym, you do see a lot of vain people looking at themselves in the mirror, flexing, don't you? You see a lot of that.
Why are you flexing?
What are you flexing for?
Yeah. What's your flex?
Yeah.
My arms.
A lot of people are in it for the wrong reasons, but you're in it for the right reasons.
There's no toxic masculinity.
No.
And also, what's wrong with having a six pack? You know, maybe I've brought my own issues to that conversation. Yeah. Maybe I'm the toxic man who's always said, rather have a beer belly.
Yeah, what did you say in your tweet about it? You're a natural tubber.
Oh, a natural tubber, absolutely. I'm a greedy pig.
I'm anti-gym.
I'm a natural tubber. I'm naturally...
Of course.
That's me.
The piggy's now moved to the gym.
This little piggy went to the gym. This little piggy got six-pack.
No more roast beef for this little piggy.
I cannot tell you what... I was just buzzing afterwards. I was like, I've just been to the gym.
Well, as they always say, you never regret a trip to the gym. You'll always leave feeling better than when you went in. And it's true. It is true, isn't it? You felt it.
Unless you don't use the machinery properly.
And you injure yourself, you slip a disc. Yeah, that's true.
Then you will leave the gym feeling worse.
But it's amazing that you, because your muscles, some of them sort of withered away, like the ones in your legs, didn't they, when you couldn't use them?
Yeah, I've still got nerve damage, so there's lots of my leg muscles don't work.
But you can build it all back.
I can build some. Yeah, the ones that I've got access to.
Amazing.
Got to fight for access to them. Got to go through the courts to get access to my muscles.
Right.
Come on, Your Honour, give me access. I'll be a good dad to these muscles. So I'm going to raise them now as my own.
Amazing. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but it just felt incredible. It felt absolutely amazing to be back in the gym.
Well done.
But what a lesson that for 10 weeks I was in that hospital bed, worried about what my future was going to be like.
Yeah.
And even since then, I've thought, well, I won't be able to go to the gym, but I can walk.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you can still make progress even years later.
Gives us all hope.
Does it?
Yes.
Good. Woo! Big goals in Scotland, Dyson.
Yes, there are a few early ones in the Scottish Premiership. Aberdeen 1-0 up at home to Livingston. Kilmarnock have scored away at Motherwell as well.
Have you heard the old chant? Well, I think it was like a playground thing. Aberdeen, Aberdeen, can he kick a jelly bean? Rangers, can he kick a ball? Celtic are the best of all.
Oh,
I'm sure you can swap the last two round.
I like it, yeah. Bring it back. Oh, no, wait a minute. They've just... Kilmarnock have just been... Denied. Oh. No reason, just says the score correction on the Vidi printer.
Absolute radio sources.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Burns night tomorrow night. So happy Burns night to all our Scottish listeners and to anyone, to all who celebrate.
Tomorrow night, isn't it? Yeah. I'm thinking of introducing haggis to my family. I was talking about it. They've never had it
formally.
Yeah.
Mum, Dad, I think it's time you met
it's
haggis.
It's time to meet haggis. It's time to indulge in some haggis.
I've been seeing haggis for a while now.
I love a bit of haggis.
It is so luxurious.
The neeps and the tatties. I love the neeps are great. I could eat neep on its own, to be quite honest.
And tat.
And tat.
I'm gonna. I tried to get vegetarian haggis.
Oh,
my wife's vegetarian. I was like, I can't buy two haggises, one meat, one veg.
Corn.
But
corn
round.
Haggis. Can you get that?
I found some meat haggises, but I couldn't find any veggie haggis. No. I did a tour of the supermarkets this morning.
Oh, really?
Just doing material, you know. Yeah. And I couldn't find any, so I bought some veggie burgers instead. So I'm just gonna cook
mush them up.
Mush them up.
Put them in.
It's not
little,
quite the same.
Just like form them into a ball.
Yeah.
Wrap them up in cling film. There
find some stray animal.
Yeah.
Rip its lungs out.
Yeah, then chop them up, shove them in.
And just put some oregano on it, or whatever herbs
yeah,
are in
there. Yeah, whatever they use. Is it white pepper and something?
Oh, yes, nice.
Well, the special mix of herbs and spices is spot on.
A better mix than KFC's herbs.
It is, yeah. It doesn't get the props that it deserves.
Props! Do you know what? If young people got into haggis, we need to get the youth into haggis.
Yeah, like fast food haggis. They need to start doing that, don't they? Like a McDonald's or KFC equivalent that just does Scottish food. I would love that.
I'm already looking forward to the first show we do in Edinburgh this year. We can go out and get battered haggis.
Let's get battered in every sense.
So happy Burns night to everyone.
Yes.
We're talking of special days. We're talking about weddings and Victoria Beckham. Mm. According to Brooklyn Beckham, dancing on him.
On him.
So text us on 8-12-15. One, have you ever been danced on by anyone? Yeah. And secondly, what's the funniest thing or strangest thing you've seen at a wedding? Goals, Dyson!
Yes,
Tell us.
Motherwell are beating Kilmarnock in the Scottish Premier League. Wolves, Brighton have just scored. They are 1-0 up against Fulham. Ayari with the goal, 28 minutes in. Man City still 1-0 up against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Aberdeen Livingston is 1-1 in the Championship. Blackburn Watford has sprung to life. That game is 1-1 at the moment. Hull 1-0 up against Swansea.
Hull. That's the poshest Oxford you've ever sounded.
Hull 1-0 up against Swansea. Oxford United are winning 1-0 at Leicester City as well.
Would you say you were middle class?
Probably. Yes.
Yeah. I'd say you were based on that word.
I'm so middle class.
Did you grow up middle class? Were you working class?
My parents went to university, so they were the first ones from their families to ever go to university, which I think makes you, what does that, is that like
depends
what, well, affluent working class? I don't know.
What did they do for a living, if you don't mind
they
me
would
asking?
They worked in education.
Okay, so sort of like middle class.
Yeah.
But working class background.
I mean, yes, I suppose I have middle class sensibilities, you may say.
You like avocados.
What about you? You are, aren't you?
I'm trying not to be.
Yeah.
I believe it's like where you're born.
Yes.
Because that's what shapes your opportunities, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I will always be working class at heart.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like my sensibilities are working class.
Social class is a fluid beast, though, I suppose, isn't it?
Are you a fluid beast? I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I take on
a lot
of fluid.
You're a fluid beast.
And I am
really
a beast. Are you a fluid beast?
Yeah.
I think it's a compliment to be a fluid beast.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Better than being
immovable, an immovable object.
An immovable
stubborn
beast.
Stubborn git instead, yeah.
Let us know if you're middle class, 8, 12, 15, if you become middle class.
Yeah.
We don't usually cover the news on here, but purely because the deadline is 5 o'clock for Andy Burnham to decide whether he's going to try and be a candidate. We will sound the air horn one way or the other.
Yeah, he's got till 5.
Purely for a bit of a laugh. Yeah.
It's going to be on the Vidi printer, no doubt, on Sky Sports as well, surely.
So weddings, yes.
Yes.
Dyson.
Weddings.
You must have been some weird weddings.
I've been to some. I just.
Was your wedding weird?
I texted my wife, Kate, said, "What's the weirdest thing we've ever seen at a wedding?" She said, "Well,
your face."
Yeah. Yeah, your middle-class face. No, she said, it was a bit weird when my dad, she said, this is my father-in-law, got everyone at the wedding during his speech to sing happy birthday to Katie's sister. not her, oh, her sister, on the wedding day.
Why did you do that?
Politically insensitive, I think, really.
It goes against all protocol.
Because it was around the same, it was like the same time.
But do you think
he
was doing that
day.
Thing where parents feel like they got to involve both children?
I think that's what it was. That's what it was aimed as, but it didn't go down too well with Kay, as you'd imagine.
Weird, where's he from?
It's a special day.
What's his accent?
He's from Staffordshire, so yeah. When they grew up in West Midlands in Birmingham, lives
let's not forget it. It's not just about Katie today, okay? Because it's her sister's birthday, so let's put a bit of respect on her name. All right, banging on about Katie and Matt, right? Let's spread it about a bit.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went. Yeah. And it wasn't good. It was a bit awkward.
Big goal in the championship, Dyson.
Yes, a huge goal in the championship. Ipswich, who have seen Middlesbrough win this afternoon in the early kickoff, are trailing at Sheffield United. So that could really affect things at the top of the championship table if it stays like that.
Yeah, Coventry had a bit of a wobble, but they're still 8 points clear in the automatic, 3 points at the top of the league. I mean, as long as you go up automatic, it doesn't really matter whether you go up first or second. Nice to go up as champions.
It was a big 4-0 win. For Middlesbrough earlier, though, yeah, and Ipswich just will be about 5 points behind if it stays like that. Won't be good.
I really want Coventry to get promoted.
Yes, so do I.
Because I think whatever your formative years are, that's what you believe.
Yeah. Oh,
I want Sheffield Wednesday back in the Premier League. I want Coventry back in there.
87 Cup Finals, a golden era for me. I loved Covo then. Yeah, they're so good.
And they're inoffensive, aren't they?
They are, exactly. And, Big Air Horn. We've had a confirmed goal scorer. Mickey van der Ven has scored for Spurs at Burnley. Tottenham are 1-0 up, and much needed goal for Spurs.
Oh, not a single 0-0 draw in the Premier League today, then. All of them 1-0 so far. West Ham beat Sunderland 3-1 earlier in the day. Now, the weirdest thing you've seen at a wedding, Texas 8-12-15. Heidi says, me and my husband went to a work colleague's wedding and the two mums ended up fighting in the car park.
Yes, two mums, amazing.
The couple have now divorced.
Oh, dear. That's spicy, isn't it?
I mean, a wedding, an argument. Look, things get tense and people drink.
They do.
These are heightened emotions.
It's a bad combination.
Physical violence.
That's not good, is it?
At a wedding, two mums. Bad enough if it's the dads, but the mums.
It's the mother versus the mother-in-law.
Mother of the bride.
Hair in the car park. It's not nice, is it? But that's the sort of stuff we're after.
Cheaper than booking a band.
Keep it coming. Yeah, great entertainment.
Yeah, we didn't have a DJ. We just two mother-in-laws duked it out.
We just had a live wrestling match.
People loved it. We're going to renew our vows next year, actually. Let them thrash each other in the car park. You listen to Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and a deeply sick Matt Dyson.
No, I've just got a bit of a cold. You could probably hear it in my voice.
I would say you've improved.
Really?
Over the course of the show.
It's up and down, you know. But that's why we're distancing from each other.
You're distancing from the mic by the sounds of things.
Different corners of the studio, and I think it's for the best. I think we'll all get out of this okay.
That's what we aim for every Saturday. It reassures you, listen about a radio show.
We'll all
get out of it.
We'll all leave in good health. But the second halves are underway, 40. We didn't. Burnley got an equaliser just before half time. Axel
Twanzebe.
It's 1-1 against Spurs. Also, Man City got a second just before half time. Antoine Semenyo has scored 2 minutes into injury time. They're 2-0 up. Erling Haaland still on the bench. They clearly don't need him. Brighton 1-0 up at Fulham in the second half as well. And in Scotland, exciting.
What a game.
Mad game, the game between Aberdeen and Livingston. Aberdeen were 2-1 down, but they scored two late goals just before half-time, and Aberdeen 3-2 up at Pittodrie now.
Both of them from Nisbet. He scored in the fourth and eighth minute of added-on time at the end of the first half.
Madness.
What a game he's having. We're talking about the weirdest thing you've seen at a wedding. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of best men speeches. I went to a wedding in Edinburgh best man. I was trying to be a good audience member.
Yes, yeah.
Because I know what it's like to I know what it's like to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. MattFord.com.
It's talk coming to this week. A town near you.
So I always laugh and kind of, you know, I'm never on my phone. I look at the person smiling.
Yeah,
and, you know,
as everyone should be.
And it gets to the point where I'm the only one laughing, and then the room is turning and just ice is setting in.
Oh, dear.
And this guy, the worst thing, I think, you know, the best man's got loads of reams of paper, and they go, back to that later. You're like, oh, my God.
Come on.
And
at one point, bullet points.
At one point, he was shaking the paper and he mopped his brow and went, oh, I'm daying up here, am I?
Oh, no. No.
And no one sort of rallied.
Yeah, yeah.
No one went, come on!
Just you.
Brutal.
You can do it.
Brutal. Oh, now, horrible. Chris, on his way to Glasgow, says, the strangest thing I ever saw at the wedding, shortly after the first dance, a guest who'd clearly had a little too much to drink. He danced around, well, let's just say he wasn't in control of his functions.
Oh.
And he says he created his very own special area.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
Wow.
That's
wow.
bad. That's bad. I need to know whether he carried on dancing
yeah,
after that.
No, yeah. I don't think anyone's going to join him in that particular mosh pit, are they?
Mosh pit.
Mosh pit.
Dyson.
Yes.
We've got an amazing message here.
Okay.
From someone about their wedding. So, it says, years ago, I attended my uncle's wedding. Brackets, third time married, close brackets.
Okay, right, interesting.
Whilst the bride was walking down the aisle with her father in hand, her father's phone began to ring, and his ringtone was the Stormtrooper theme tune from Star Wars. The funniest part was that he not only stopped mid-aisle to answer the phone, it was the bride's mum asking where they were.
Oh, amazing. Did she not see where they were?
We're coming down the aisle.
We're walking down the aisle.
Which thing we are.
Wow.
No, I can't pick you up some chocolate haggis. Leave it. Get it yourself. Well, it's not really haggis. You're focusing on the wrong thing.
Amazing that he left his sound on his phone. It's such a rare thing. But for that, to get that duh, 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 as they're coming down, sounds too good to be true.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Do you think it was all a bit staged?
Wow, possibly. Yeah, yeah.
Are you
possibly.
A truther?
But I know, but I like it. I like that as a stunt. It's a good stunt.
It's an absolutely wonderful stunt.
Air horn me.
I'll air horn you. Yeah. Take it. There you go.
Fulham have got an equaliser against Brighton. It is now 1-1. I thought I'd just seen that Brighton had scored.
I thought it was 2-0 up to Brighton.
It flashed up 2-0 on the Absolute Radio Sources Vili printer. Then that's gone.
They must have been.
And then Fulham went straight up the other end and Chukwueze has scored and it's 1-1.
Absolutely unbelievable scenes. Andy Burnham has 29 minutes to decide.
He's running out of time. I think he's definitely chicken now.
He's weighing it up. Is he just doing like the drama till the last minute?
I spoke, but he's got over. Has he organised a press conference in Manchester to do the
Will he just tweet? Yeah. Will he just tweet on X? Will he X on Twitter?
Right up to the deadline.
Oh man, I can't handle.
Don't go anywhere.
The sheer entertainment of football plus a by-election. Oh, it's all happening. Chaos in football, Dyson.
More bad news for Thomas Frank. Spurs were 1-0 up.
What was that noise?
I don't know. More bad news. Spurs were 1-0 up at Burnley. Then they got an equaliser just before half-time and now they're 2-1 down. Burnley have taken the lead. Lyle Foster has scored the goal.
Insane.
That is not good for Thomas Frank, is it?
Aberdeen-Livingston as well. What's going on there?
What a game that is. It's 3-2. There's been a double sending off within minutes of each other. Obviously, it's the same incident by the looks of it. Some sort of brawl has happened. A double sending off in a 3-2. That's beautiful. Brighton, it keeps coming up on the Vili printer that they've scored and then they keep getting denied by VAR, I presume, or the linesman's flag. I'm not sure, but it's still 1-1 Fulham against Brighton. Man City are still 2-0 up against Wolves.
We are entering the end game today, the final moments of these 3 o'clock kickoffs. Huge drama in the Premier League and massive implications at the bottom end. Obviously, Forest, we're away at Brentford tomorrow. That's going to be difficult. Burnley winning, West Ham win. It just, I can't handle the pressure. And we are, Andy Burnham has 20 minutes. to decide who's going to stand in that flipping by-election. Quite Andy, we want to be able to announce it with an air horn. Either way, come on.
Lorraine in swaddling coats has been in touch.
Swad!
Yes, Lorraine from Swad asks, for the seance, she simply says, Starmer on the Beckhams. That's what she wants to know.
On is the operative word
Starmer
when it comes to the Beckhams.
On the Beckhams.
Well, I can't comment on the ongoing inquiry into what happened at the Beckhams' wedding. I think it would be wrong to peer what happened to Brooklyn Beckham and the allegations made against Victoria Beckham on that day that she danced on him. I think we're all horrified. I do want to pay tribute to the work that David Beckham has done, not just for the England men's team, but for the country more widely. He's a knight of the realm. I respect the work that he's done. But we do need to take this seriously. the thought of any parent dancing on their child on the day of their wedding. We cannot accept this with the Metropolitan Police. Look into it with immediate effect. If it's one thing this country does, a true patriot, we care about our country. We cannot have parents dancing on their children.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Dyson, feeling any better?
No. Well, yes. I've had some. I've had some high dose medicine.
Have you? What you had?
Yeah. Little tablet of Beecham's Max Strength.
Max Strength. And what's in that? Tell us. Paracetamol.
Paracetamol, phenylephrine, and guazoxanine.
Fentanyl and what? Where'd you get that?
Yeah, from a man in Mexico. I think he says it's all right. Should do the job, but I'll sleep on the train home anyway.
You sure will. Well, get well soon from all of us here.
Yeah, and please don't be ill, you. And happy tour.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you who have bought tickets. I shall see you on the road, and I shall see you next week here.
Yes, we will. See you then.
Bye.